Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
On Wisconsin's Morning News. Yeah, you hear that forecast for Election Day. It's one of the reasons that both sides continue to push that early vote. In-person absentee voting is done for the state of Wisconsin. Absentee ballots can still come in. You can get them to your clerk's office. Don't drop it in the mail today.
It ain't getting there.
Ain't going to get there. Got to be there by 8 p.m. on Election Day to your clerk's office. So if you're hanging on to an absentee ballot that you have yet to return, best to hit a Dropbox or take it right to your clerk's office.
Now, some states are different on that, so we'll see if that ends up becoming a thing as to whether or not, well, we got to wait for more absentee ballots to come in.
Wish I looked it up, but I thought Pennsylvania is one of those that allow absentee ballots that are postmarked on the date of the election to still be counted, so they can trickle in that Tuesday, that Wednesday, that Thursday, or what have you, and still be counted. So we'll run through a lot of that in the hours ahead of the election, but now what, 22 hours out from the polls, 23 hours out from the polls opening here in Wisconsin. On that early vote, a couple of stats for you here. It's nearly 1.5 million people in Wisconsin who've already cast a ballot. And a few more of those are going to be coming back in the days to come. But that's somewhere just south of half of the number of people we would expect to vote in the state. What can we determine from that early vote, right? 426,782 of those early votes are from Dane and Milwaukee counties alone. 28% of all those ballots cast coming from those two counties. Your WOW counties, Waukesha, Washington, Ozaukee. Waukesha at 164,000. Washington, 54,000 or so. Ozaukee, 38,000 or so. But here's the thing, like, mirroring sort of the shift in political ideology from the Democrats and Republicans, they've changed positions on a number of things. Traditional supporters of Republicans have moved Democrat and vice versa. Suburban women, either they don't like former President Trump or the abortion issue have driven more of them to the Democrats. What about urban men, Latinos, African-Americans, some of them openly supporting Trump, the Republican? You know, do they cancel each other out to any degree? So you can't take the math from 10 years ago anymore.
No.
And say, like, well, this means this because this is where these votes were cast.
It's so interesting to see how this all plays out and how similar or close it is to the polls, if at all. Like, you wonder if, because everyone is just kind of has a different number. If you look at it, it changes one day to the next, to the next, to the next. So finally, we are doing it.
Not a lot of folks that are. Everybody I talked to this weekend, like, why the political ads? Why the political ads? Why the political ads? Whether you're seeing them on TV or you're hearing them here on the radio or you're inundated with those mailers at your house, which I don't know. Has a single person ever in the history of voting changed their vote based on a mailer?
Some of them don't even make it into my house. I just take it from the mailbox
and walk it right out
to the can.
Saw canvassers out multiple times in my neighborhood. Doing, what do they call it, tagging doors or knocking on doors, all of that. So it's going to come to an end at some point tomorrow.
Got a hand in tag the other day where it was a here handing me the tag.
Oh, was there a sales pitch as well?
A little bit, not really, but just wanted to hear it and handed me the, I'm like, okay, thank you.
So I know a lot of folks are exhausted, but we're coming down here to this final stretch and important times ahead. I also spent the weekend on another important issue, and I don't know that I've seen this number reported anywhere. You've heard me harp on this for weeks. I finally got around to doing it. I did the math.
We actually sat down and did the math.
Which is not my strong suit, E, but I promise I've checked, double-checked, and rechecked these numbers. And Wisconsin has the opportunity to drop a tax nuke on itself tomorrow. And I don't mean like conventional weapons. I don't mean like bunker buster. I mean, this is a nuke in terms of the total amount of taxation that voters could pass on themselves statewide tomorrow. This year, dozens more school districts across the state are asking taxpayers for more money. We've been on this issue for well over a year.
Yeah,
a number of referendums in 23. It was sort of the something's going on here. A lot of districts are starting to ask for operational referendums, like keep the lights on money. And you can debate whether or not that was a wise decision in your school district. Every district is different. MPS isn't the same as Maquonago or vice versa. They all have individual things. But the point is, so many of these districts were going to the taxpayers already in 23 asking for more money. The number I'm about to share with you borders on the absurd right now in terms of the total number of referendum questions that are out there and what that final tax impact would be. On November 5th, 2024, sum total of asks for many school districts, 139 separate questions, at least 58 separate districts, is north of $4 billion. I added up all of these questions, went to the State Department of Public Instruction. They have a database to show all the referendum questions that are being asked, and it's $4,276,530,513 tomorrow, one day ask. That's a huge number.
It's a lot of money.
How are we, like, at this point, and somebody on the text line earlier was like, well, are you for the referendum? I don't know. Every district is different. I just point out this huge number of how can we be at a state where school districts, for one reason or another, think they need $4 billion more to do their business. And that's not even all of them. All of these questions being different, like, for example, you have some of these are building referenda. So these are questions where they say we want to issue debt. So we want to, you know, spend X number of dollars, whatever that is. So, for example, Heartland Arrowhead School District, they're asking for more than $250 million, that district alone, $261 million. They want to build a new high school from scratch. You also have these different questions, these non-recurring and recurring operational types of referendum questions. Wauwatosa, a good example of this. In addition to a $60 million building referendum, TOSA also seeking $16.1 million a year more for the next 4 years. So you got to do the math on that, add that up. That's $64 million, and that's keep the lights on stuff. Pay salaries, benefits, programming, stuff schools do. So you can't just say, well, are you for referendums or not? Every school district is different. Maybe where you live, you believe your school board has been responsible and has spent your money wisely and maybe has a reasonable ask to make of you. Maybe you live in a district where you think they haven't spent the money wisely. Maybe you think these are wants, not needs, and now is not the time to go to the taxpayers for wants.
Maybe you wonder why the state hasn't done a better job of educating and the budgets of all of these school districts.
There's that question out there. If, regardless of how you feel about a referendum question in your district, can we not agree that there's something broken in how we fund schools then? If all of these schools need to go to the taxpayers or think they do and need $4 billion in one single day vote.
But there was a bipartisan celebration earlier this year.
I think it was two years ago, right? It was the budget cycle celebrating the governor's budget.
Yeah, you're right.
And there was the historic investment in education. And both sides of the aisle said it.
Yes, it was a celebration. Bipartisan.
Yes. We're putting more money. It's the largest increase in the history of Wisconsin in school spending. So I guess another opinion could be we're spending way too much money on education. These are wants, not needs, and we're not spending the money in the right place. That's possible. I grant you that, and I'm not making a statement one way or another. But clearly, it's like something's wrong here.
Well, we do have surplus, too, though, right? Like, there is still surplus money,
and
giant pool of coins.
Yes, they're swimming in the coins.
Yeah.
$4.6 billion worth of coins. Yes, that's the end of the fiscal year surplus.
Okay.
We have the rainy day fund, which is $1.9 billion. Is it not raining today?
I don't know.
But that's not a simple solution either. You can't just say, okay, everybody's asking for $4.2 billion. Here's $4.6. Pay the man. And then we're done. Well, no, because then there are other districts saying we're managing our money responsibly. We'd love to tear down our high school and build a brand new school. Where's our money? You know, so it doesn't work that way. I just raised the issue of, like, how are we at this point? And then what does the future look like? Some of these are going to pass. Some of them aren't. But there's a tax bomb that can drop tomorrow, and voters will have the opportunity to do it to themselves. 822 on Wisconsin's Morning News.